is time to follow on with some more news items. It seems this must be the beginning of the festival season, as Ham Park and Jubilee Park saw May Day events, whilst what is called a big sing for schools took place last weekend. Literature gets a look in with a festival of literature for young people at the University of East Anglia to take place in July. Then, last but not least, the Humble Scarecrow has its own festival in Martham. Organisers of an annual May Day festival have hailed this year's event as the best one yet. A constant stream of families attended the Ham Park May Day festival as blistering sun shone down on the event. The annual event, which has been welcoming visitors for more than 30 years, saw families arrive in their hundreds and bask in the afternoon's entertainment. There were donkey rides, Punch and Judy shows, and dance performances for all to enjoy, as well as a rich variety of food and stalls on offer. Tom Cully, who was along with his wife Margaret Cully, has helped organise the event from the very beginning and said it was probably the best one yet. The afternoon saw hundreds enjoy the event's many activities, digging into the different foods on offer, from traditional barbecued burgers and hot dogs to Caribbean dishes such as curried goat. A special thank you should go to the Reverend Matthew Olanriwaju, who was such a big help in organising the event.
More than 150 people soaked up the sun at a community picnic in a Norwich park. The Friends of Jubilee Park held the community picnic and Nature Day on Bank Holiday Monday. The event, supported by the Grove Road Tesco store, included naturecraft activities and games in the park off Long John Hill in Lakenham. The Friends group was set up to nurture and bring the park, next to the Jubilee Community Centre, to life. They are planning lots more activities in the future, such as a five-a-side football and basketball sessions in the summer, plus a music event.
As the sunshine returned, thousands of pupils and their teachers showed off their voices at Norfolk's first ever Big Sing for Schools. The event welcomed schools from across the county and was organised by the Norfolk Music Hub. For the Norfolk Music Hub, this has been one of the biggest things that they have done to date. It's been an absolute nightmare to organise, but they've done it, and they've got these kids coming in today and they're going to sing and it's going to be awesome. And the kids are going to leave here with an experience they probably would never have had, something they're going to talk about for the rest of their lives.
A festival aiming to inspire young people with the world of words is preparing to fly into Norwich for another year. The University of East Anglia's annual Festival of Literature for Young People, FLY, FLY, is set to take place from July the 9th to the 13th and features a packed lineup of authors, poets and performers. Frances Harding, who won the 2015 Costa Book of the Year for The Lie Tree, will be giving the Mal Peet Memorial Talk, while other wordsmiths taking part in the festival events include Anthony McGowan, who has been shortlisted for the Carnegie Medal for his book Rook, hip-hop artist Breesis and storyteller Jam Blake. New for this year, there'll be a Poetry Day with the Poetry All-Stars event featuring poets including Luke Wright, Martin Figura and Andrea Holland. Playwrights of the future will see their newly created plays performed by Laughing Mirror at the Madamark Theatre. The festival is also offering students from disadvantaged backgrounds or with little or no experience of higher education the chance to attend events for free. Antoinette Moses, FLY Festival co-founder and producer, said, "FLY calls itself a window into a world of words, but it is also a window into a world of possibilities. Many students who come to FLY think that higher education isn't for them. But FLY changes their minds. In workshops, they work with inspiring writers and workshop leaders and realise that studying literature and creative writing can be hugely enjoyable. It gives them something to aim for."
A usually quiet Norfolk village came to a standstill over the bank holiday as thousands travelled to enjoy an annual scarecrow festival and soak up the sunshine. Martham's Scarecrow Festival took place on Sunday and Monday. Organiser Liz Carpenter said it's gone so well, as you can imagine with the weather the way it has been. We had masses of people come through the village. On Sunday it came to a standstill. She added, there were about 6,000 people in and around the village at any one time. More than 100 scarecrows were placed around the village for visitors to enjoy, and the money raised is used to support the village and community. And now for our first feature. We turn again to Derek James's Norwich Through the Decades column as he writes about how bombs and building work transforms St Benedict's Gate. His article is read by Alan Shirley.